Georgia restaurants begin to offer limited dine-in services. By Hannah Blow on April 27, 2020. Georgia is taking another step toward normalcy this week as restaurants move to resume dine-in services, abiding by certain restrictions provided by Governor Brian Kemp, R. Kemp signed an executive order last week, providing guidance on reviving a healthy Georgia in response to COVID-19 and outlining requirements for restaurants across the state to reintroduce dine-in services. The order limits the number of patrons in the establishment to no more than 10 per 500 square feet. It also provides limits to party size, no more than 6, places a ban on buffets, salad bars, and self-serve stations, and requires employees to wear face coverings. While some restaurants are opting to remain closed for the time being, others, like Plucked Up Chicken and Biscuits in Columbus, took the plunge. According to Press Herald, 8 regulars showed up Monday morning to have their coffee and breakfast and chatted at each other across the room, manager Alicia Webster said. The restaurant is abiding by the governor's strict restrictions, sanitizing, limiting the number of patrons in the facility, and requiring employees to wear masks. As a small business, the outbreak has been brutal, even though they've been offering to-go orders, Webster said. The decision to reopen for dine-in service was a difficult one, she said. You don't want people to bash you because you're just trying to make ends meet, she said. Six's Tavern in Cartersville also announced that it is resuming dine-in services on Monday, assuring customers the establishment is strictly observing all the governor's guidelines and then some. We are back and ready to serve. We will be strictly observing all the governor's guidelines and then some to ensure. Posted by Six's Tavern of Cartersville on Monday, April 27, 2020. Hundreds of Waffle Houses across the state will also begin to introduce limited dine-in options that incorporates the requirements Governor Brian Kemp enumerated in his most recent executive order. And Harry Boss, Waffle House Director of Public Relations, said per AJC. Other restaurants, like several in downtown Augusta, are waiting to reopen their doors. What I've heard from folks to include our restaurant owners is they're not opening at this point, particularly those that are in downtown Augusta, Augusta Mayor Hardy Davis said. They're going to continue to shelter in place and provide takeout service only at this point, but in terms of allowing dine-in, we're just not ready for that in Georgia. I can certainly say we're not ready for that in Augusta, Davis added. Other non-essential businesses began reopening in the state last week, including salons and fitness centers.